Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on
it's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it can go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
I guess it's as loud as it'll go. Kill that. Perfect timing there on a slip of the pot. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live and loud for the next 2 hours on this Tuesday, the 9th day of May, 2006. And on today's program, see, you never know what you're going to get when you listen to this program. Some people like that. Some people hate it. Well, sometimes I don't even know who I'm going to have on the program until it's airtime. But today we've got some people taking judicial actions. Oh, we all talk about the judges just creating their own law from the bench, doing whatever they want to do. No accountability, judicial tyranny. Well, we're going to have a couple of gentlemen on today from the South Dakota Judicial Accountability Organization. And they're going after these guys big time. You know, folks, any time that you have United States Supreme Court telling you that, no, we're not going to hear any cases on Homeland Security. Now, they're not supposed to be there to make law or, shall we say, interpret the Constitution. It is what it is. And if you cannot present a case to the Supreme Court and make your arguments, well, chances are they won't even hear the case. They're taking on cases now. The most infamous waste of time was, and this should have been handled at the state level, not the federal level. It was a guy that was petitioning the United States Supreme Court because he felt they were prejudicial. He wanted, during golf tourneys, to ride a golf court cart around where the rule stated that if you're a golfer and you're playing in a tournament, you walk from hole to hole. Well, he must have some friends in high places because he got the United States Supreme Court to hear that case. But the United States Supreme Court won't hear any cases about Homeland Security and all the other falderal concerning Homeland Security, Patriot Act, and everything else. Basically, it's shredding and trashing the Constitution. All the while, we hear the members of this wonderful branch of government in Washington, D.C., telling us, well, we're going to have to adopt and take our cues from international law. They're out of control. The whole court system is out of control. But what touches us most, and until you reach the level of being a really big offender against the judicial tyranny, chances are you're going to be dealing with the state. And that's what we're going to be talking about this afternoon. First, for about 10 minutes, I've got a special guest coming up for a few minutes to tell you about a special offer. I don't know, have you noticed what the metals markets are doing? Going through the roof, folks. We've been telling you this for a long time, and now it has happened. We'll hear more about it right after this, and then we'll have our guest on today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website, rbnlive.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Here we are on this Tuesday, and there are things going on in the metal markets I thought you folks out there should know about. And to give us that information is none other than Jeffrey Bennett.
Whoa. Hey, good afternoon.
What are you doing, slapping flies out there?
Slapping
what?
Slapping myself. Man.
Oh, okay.
I had to make sure I was still awake and ready to do this. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we just finished up with Robbie about 7-8 minutes ago, and even then, watching what's happening in the aftermarket, gold currently at 701.15, John, and, you know, it vacillated down there about $12 or $14 lower than that for about a week, and then all of a sudden, bingo, more discussion about the Iranian oil bourse, which was finally approved 2 days ago. I received a rather lengthy email from our friend Angie Carlson the other day informing me of a lot of what's going on over there. And, of course, this bourse is going to be handled in euros, not U.S. dollars. So that's certainly having effects. Silver in the aftermarket at 1451. So much going on. I mean, economically, it's like we tell people, go to the site, republictradinggroup.com. We will bring in and tie in all the economic news from around the world that shows why gold and silver continue to do what they're doing. During the last hour, John, I did some comps, and I think you'll even be surprised at this. If we go back to just March 20th, about 7 weeks ago, looking where silver was and where gold was, and realize that our clients who made purchases on the 20th of March, anyone buying gold on the 20th of March from Republic Trading Group is now up about 25% in that time period, which means if somebody would have spent invested $10,000 into gold today, it's worth about $12,500. If that trend continues in another 7 or 8 weeks, they could be sitting on about $15,600. Not a bad way to protect your wealth. Silver, on the other hand, has done even better at 35% gain in that same. We're not talking 7 months here, people. 7 weeks.
Yeah.
$10,000 into silver then is worth $13,500 today, well on its way to the $18,000 plus level if this trend continues just over the next 7-8 weeks. When we talked about a 100-ounce package of silver being worth $2,500 by Christmas, we may have been more right on than we could even imagine at that point in time. So there are still great buys out there. One of the things we talked about in Robbie's program are the people that say, gee, it's getting away from me. I wish I'd have bought last week or last month. You know, the point is, if they make that call right now, today, there is still some gold we have available, not at today's prices, but at last week's prices, John. And when that supply is gone, we are going to have to go back to our importer and our suppliers, and we're going to have to commit to a new purchase based on what the market is today. And so once again, yes, it's sovereigns. It's where the best buy is right now. If you go to some of the other recognizable, legitimate websites out there, there's companies out there getting between $195 and $200 a piece for a quarter-ounce British sovereign. Quarter-ounce American Eagles, brand-new bullion coins are going for $200 a piece right now. We still have a selection left of quarter-ounce British gold sovereigns for as little as $177 each if they buy, you know, 100 pieces at a time. But the most they'll pay us, even with small purchases, $183 each. Ladies and gentlemen, that's last week's prices. Quit crying over spilled milk, and you know what? Get a straw, suck up the milk, give us a call, and make the purchase today. If gold and silver is what you finally have realized you need in your portfolio, if you're not seeing 25 to 35% gains a year, and you're not, let alone in 7 weeks, then call us at 1-800-691-7898. Robbie's available to take your call right now. I'll be available in a few minutes. And it's like I said on the last hour, John, and I know you're getting prepped for the show and probably didn't have a chance to hear it. We don't have a floor with 40 brokers waiting to take your call so they can pray over you.
That's
okay?
Right. And when you say pray, you don't mean P-R-A-Y, you mean P-R-E-Y.
Well, yeah, actually, it's both ways. And it's a reality factor. Look, everybody to their own, they conduct business the way they want to, but it would be very easy for us to say, you know what, John, we're pulling the plug, we're going to go ahead and reprice these coins we bought last week at today's market value, and the network could just, you know, make a whole bunch more money, but that's not our commitment. We're trying to give not just a good value for our clients' money, but a great value. We'll save every step along the way that we possibly can. And take advantage of this stuff because this is not going to slow up. $1,000 gold, Soros's ex number two guy is still talking about $1,000 gold. You know, we've now broken the $700 an ounce mark. This is not the way it was 25 years ago. By the time it hit $700 a mark, an ounce on gold 25 years ago, that was almost at the top. It became an absolute frenzy, and within a week and a half, the market began to go down. Not going to happen this time because this is a slow, upward, legitimate market, and the only way it's going to turn is if the dollar is worth 100 cents again and a brand new car is $1,100 and a brand new house is about $17,000.
Well, I was just going to say, Jeff, I mean, what you're describing is yesteryear that we're never going to see again.
In all ways, John, and yet how many people talk about, oh, why can't we go back to the simple life? There ain't no simple life except reruns of Paris Hilton on TV.
There you go.
You know. Hey, got to run. Have a great show.
Thank
and,
you.
We'll be tuning in.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, man.
Okay. That number again, Republic Trading, 800-691-7898. And I'll tell you what, the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Don't forget, and I wanted to bring up, obviously his phone was already ringing over there, that's why he jumped off, but I wanted to ask him to go into the individual retirement accounts, rolling those things over. Folks, you've seen them robbing the retirement accounts out there. If you think you're going to have a retirement account left, you better think about that again. And keep in mind that the dollar is continuing to fall. You think you have X number of dollars in there. Well, count it every day, because the dollar is being devalued every single day. So, you may want to call them. And the way they have this set up is you pay no 10% or whatever the percentage is hit. I mean, it's your money anyhow. But they always seem to penalize you for it. Then you got to pay taxes on top of it and everything else. Well, you need to talk to Jeffrey Bennett about this, rolling over that individual retirement account. Because the safe bet, and I guarantee you, you know, if there's people out there that are speculating that want to make money that are playing the gold and silver market like they would the stock market. Well, I look at the stock market numbers today, 11,639, up 55 points, whoop-de-doo, artificial. When that puppy blows, it's going to blow. When that goes, you're going to see gold and silver go through the roof. So it's not too late for you people out there. You know, quit looking at yesterday and look at today and envision what's going to happen tomorrow. We already know what's going to happen. When is going to be the question, but we know it's going to happen. Give Mr. Bennett a call at 800-691-7898. Now, one other thing I wanted to tell listeners out there before I get my guest on here for today. On 6890, that single sideband, we're going to be running that. We're testing that frequency out for you people up there in Maine and Florida. If you have a radio that has single sideband capability on your shortwave, congratulations, you can now hear the broadcast. So try it out. We're running that from 12 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We're testing that out. Let us know how it's coming in for you. You know, we keep getting the calls year after year, and I basically stick with the same frequency ranges, but every year we get the same calls. And especially you people up there in Ohio. You take it from Sandusky, right on the lake, all the way down to Cincinnati. The right-hand side of that state is the armpit of the planet as far as shortwave reception goes. But try the 6890 on the single sideband. I think you may be pleasantly surprised. Okay, enough of that. The South Dakota Judicial Accountability, I'll get that out, committee, Bill Stegmaier and Gary Zerman, they're hot after the judicial folks up there in South Dakota. They want accountability. And, man, is this thing getting twisted in the wind. The politicians and the state's attorney generals and everybody's getting up in arms about this. Why? Well, folks, if you watched Perry Mason years ago, you were probably under the illusion that the court systems were there for fair and balanced judiciary type of activity. Wrong. And I don't know why Mr. Berger was always the prosecutor. He never won a case with Perry Mason. So at any rate, I've got Gary Zerman and Bill Stegmaier on with me. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Are you there?
Hello,
good
John.
Afternoon.
Hello, John.
Okay, which one is which here? Gary? Okay, hold on. Gary?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Okay, now I got your voice. And Bill? Okay, I've got you also. Gentlemen, kind of like a jail for judges kind of thing, or what are we trying to do with this judicial accountability deal?
Well, let me start off. First, most people don't know, and that includes attorneys. I was ignorant of it, that there's a doctrine of absolute judicial immunity. And that covers even corrupt and malicious acts that judges commit as long as they have jurisdiction. We can't have that. Judges have all this power. Power has to be held accountable. But with this doctrine, these judges are simply unaccountable.
Well, and give me an example of what you guys have run into.
Well, certain things where judges will throw people in jail in violation of the Constitution. The law, they know that it's wrong, and all the commissions will do is give them a public censor, if that, and then the party that they unlawfully threw in jail has no remedy. The judge has immunity.
Well, and, the corporations can make the statutory laws or the codified laws and whatever. And you're right. You walk into a courtroom, you look at a judge and say, well, what about the Constitution? He'll just look at you as if you're speaking to him in a foreign tongue, like he doesn't understand it. Okay, we'll take the break here. We'll be right back right after this with my guests today, Gary Zerman and Bill Stegmaier. South Dakota Judicial Accountability.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I said at the top of the program that we've got a United States Supreme Court out of control. They made the announcement 2 years ago that they weren't going to hear any cases on Homeland Security or the Patriot Acts. Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, if you just take a look at their implementation plan for the National Strategy for Pandemic Influenza, for instance, or bird flu or anything else they want to throw at us, let me just tell you what they say about this. And this comes right off of their own website. It says that the DOD has established protocol, the commander of U.S. Joint Forces Command Civil Disturbance Plan. Under this plan, Attorney General is responsible for receiving and coordinating requests for military assistance. But they say the statutory authority is an exception to Posse Comitatus Act 18 U.S.C. 1385, authorizing the military to make arrests, conduct searches, and perform other traditional law enforcement functions. Let me ask you a question, folks. If the United States government feels that it's okay, and by the way, the nominee for the CIA, let's put a 4-star general in there and really have a police state. This guy doesn't even understand the Fourth Amendment. What safeguards do we have? The reason I'm bringing this up is what safeguards do we have in our states? If the feds decide they want to run in on us, where is our remedy? What do you want to shout at Washington, D.C.? You want to talk to the Supreme Court that's not hearing you? You want to talk to politicians, the district in the District of Criminals, our Congress critters that wouldn't know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper? Where is going to be our judicial protections in the state? Gentlemen, do we have any of those?
Not really, because we've allowed government to get way too much power. In fact, all three branches are supposed to be co-equal, independent, our servants. And they each have the duty to uphold the sanctity of the Constitution, the people's sovereignty and rights. The judiciary, though, had a special place. They're the final backstop, the gatekeepers. But you see that government, once it gets in there, starts to grant itself privileges, immunities, and exempt itself from the law. And pretty soon our sovereignty gets eroded with the Constitution, and we end up with a government of the government.
Well, and a government of the government, by the government, and for the government. I'll give you a classic example here of what happens, how judicial accountability. If you've got a judge, that a federal judge, say, that's acting up or acting out, are you gentlemen familiar with Dixon Cannon case up there in Fort Worth, Texas? This guy, they had a federal judge that they reinstalled on the bench after he was pulled from the bench for a year for judicial misconduct. And then if you want to make another complaint about that judge, guess who gets to hear the complaint on that judge? Other judges.
Oh, totally. All judges. In fact, there's just a case out here in the Ninth Circuit Judicial Council where the complaint was dismissed for the third and final time, despite finding that the judge acted without legal basis. To their credit, there was one judge that stood up and said that we breed disrespect for the judiciary when we treat our own so much better than everyone else, and that's exactly what occurred. Now, how can this judge continue on the bench and to hear other people's cases when he's not following the law himself? And see, that's the problem with this doctrine of absolute judicial immunity. Our core arguments are these. Number one, where is it in the Constitution? What article, what section, what clause? Show us the spot in the Constitution where judges were given absolute immunity. The purpose of the Constitution was to limit, chain down the power of government, and it was only given express powers. If it's not in the Constitution, they don't have it. And guess where this doctrine came from?
I'm all ears.
Other judges. Doesn't that violate the doctrine of separation of powers? Judges giving judges absolute immunity?
Well, not if you're the fox guarding the henhouse.
Well, we are the ultimate fox, we the people, and we've gone asleep. Most Americans are tourists in their own country, and they've let government, by accretion, get more and more and more power. And when they get more illegitimate power, we certainly have less liberty.
Well, the Constitution is written for the government, okay, state and federal government. Most people, when they were taught this in school, they were told that, well, this is your Constitution, these are your rights. Well, no, we already had the God-given rights. They were enumerated through the 10 amendments to the Constitution, which almost didn't make it in there. But thanks to the work of so many fine people, one of them being Mr. Mason, that made sure that this stuff was put in that Constitution. Well, there was enough holes in the Constitution as it was when you have these lawyers with their lawyer-ese. You know, that's what we have in Washington, D.C., folks. You'll be hard-pressed to find a representative up there that doesn't have a law degree. So they're very crafty about crafting laws. But the problem I'm seeing here, gentlemen, and whether we're talking federal or state, is this idea that you can set up an entity and you can make policy, you can make codified law, you can make statutory law, which absolutely 100% flies in the face of the Constitution. This is one of the major problems we're having. Keep that in mind, and I want you guys to kind of slide into that after this break. We got enough laws on the books. We got laws about laws on the books. But as we go through these laws and review them, boy, it smacks in the face of the Constitution and what it was intended for. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Gentlemen, on the issue here of, let's get the accountability factor down here so we know who's accountable for what. First of all, on the accountability issue, I hold all of the citizens, irrespective of what state you're in. I don't care if it's South Dakota, North Dakota, South Carolina, North Dakota. I don't care where. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, we are the first and foremost check and balance on a government that I think we can all agree is just absolutely out of control. All three branches are out of control. They're consolidating these branches of government. This is not what a free society, and especially a constitutional republic, does. You don't usurp one branch over the other. It just isn't done. Gentlemen, what do we say when we see judges trying to enforce? Now, keep in mind that they're not making the law. They're just there to enforce it. Now, we're going to go above and beyond that egregious area here in a moment. But when we have codified and statutory law that flies in the face of the Constitution, and the judge is sitting at his bench and reading the law right out of the book, and he's sitting there and asking you, how do you plead? Because you've made an egregious sin against the state. How do you plead? What do we do with a judge that is simply following laws that the own state's legislature put over on the people?
Well, the judge is supposed to be the ultimate back.
Okay, we're tripping over each other. Go ahead, one of you.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, the Constitution is what the judges should always be using as the basis for the way they conduct themselves in their courtroom. You mentioned the Dick Sim Cannon case. Well, I attended that case down in Fort Worth, and that's where I really got my degree in judicial misconduct.
Were you there long enough to see me act as a character witness and be on the stand for 15 seconds?
Well, I was there long enough to see that Judge Judge McBride, denied the plaintiff, Sim Cannon, his right to have witnesses testify on his behalf. So that's what I did see.
Yeah, and exclusion, and it was exclusion.
Not only that, John, but you mentioned the Constitution. You know, wasn't it there at that trial where the judge, Sim Cannon's attorney tried to introduce certain things out of our Constitution, and the judge put him down and said, "We're not here to discuss the Constitution."
Well, see, the mistake that was made in that trial, his attorney was McCall.
Yes.
And the mistake that was made in that trial, and I talked to McCall the night before that trial, but so did, what's his name here from the, from New York. I'll think of it here in a second. The guy,
Bob Schultz.
There we go. He was telling this McCall, this attorney, he said, look, what you need to do is plead ignorance on this deal, that he was just doing what he understood and he was reading information and blah, blah, blah. He worked on him for a couple hours. After he got done working on him, I just stayed in the shadows just watching intently. When he was done with McCall, I talked to McCall and I said, look, I said, you know as well as I do, if you're not able to raise questions in there, in that court of law, you're not going to have anything. And I don't care what the judge does with it. You know, the way I see this thing, they're going to slam dunk Sim Cannon, come hell or high water. They've got to do it. But you've got to present a case in there that you've got something for appeal. And so far, Mr. Sim Cannon has not been granted an appeal. But I went toe-to-toe with Bob Schultz on that issue. And the one thing that really got me, he looked at me and he told me right to my face, he said, look, he said, in any war, there's going to be casualties. And my response to him, you're being very cavalier, sir, with somebody else's life and liberty. I was never so upset at that moment. And I knew where that trial was going to go.
That is Bob Schultz's impression of the battle plan. He knows that he's going to lose some soldiers here and there. And that was rather cavalier of him to say that. But he's also, in his defense, looking at the war and winning the war. But on the other hand, I think, wasn't he trying to get Sim Cannon's lawyer to go with the failure of the willfulness aspect, where you have to willfully violate, you know, the withholding or the income tax laws?
Well, I mean, it's not hard to prove willful disobedience when you've got a guy that's on charges in court and he said, well, wait a minute, yeah, I understand what Social Security and all that stuff was about, but I'm not supposed to be liable for a collection of taxes from my, I'm not a tax collector. And,
right.
And what I told McCall was simply this. I said, you've got to get as close to that jury as you possibly can. I know we're not going to have a fully informed jury in that court.
No.
Because they can, you know, if the jury was active there and was asking the judge, well, wait a minute, we want to see a presentment of evidence here. Why are you not allowing Mr. Sim Cannon's attorney, Mr. McCall, to, you know, bring certain things up in court? I mean, they had a whole gaggle of witnesses for the government, but every time McCall tried to bring something up, the judge struck it down.
Sure.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a rigged trial. We all know that. We're in agreement with it. But what I'm not in agreement with is watching somebody fry. This guy's still sitting in jail. They ruined his business. His wife, I don't even know if she's still alive. She was in very bad health at the time. And here this guy is sitting in a federal facility for having done nothing wrong. But there is nothing that happened to this Judge McBride. This guy's going to retire. Everything is fine. They put down the disgruntled tax protesters, and we just move on.
Well, this is what we're trying to do in South Dakota, is to hold judges accountable. We hope that it'll spread across the country and eventually to the federal judiciary. But it's going to be one step at a time, and this is where we're at right now with South Dakota.
Well, and what that case demonstrates is the power that these judges have. I've had cases that you prepare for trial, and the judge, without any basis, without any real authority, will just eliminate half your case, will not let you call witnesses. How I got into this, I had a big legal malpractice case, and the judge made me sit down in my opening statement, let me call two witnesses, and then said no attorney would bring this case, threw it out, told the jurors to go into the jury room and come back and fine for the defendant. And then he went after me with a sanction hearing, was threatening me with $165,000 in sanctions. I had to hire an attorney. Then I later found out, I had initially checked a judicial profile on him, and he looked okay, but unfortunately the firm I was at had an outdated version, and he was in fact rated one of the 10 worst judges in the state. So how is it that my clients and I could run into this renegade rogue jurist?
Well, it used to be the Fourth Amendment, which, by the way, the new pick for George Bush's head of the CIA, being formerly NSA, involved with the NSA, he inaccurately, and the press didn't tag him on it, and anybody that's saying anything about it, their voices are being muted. This guy didn't understand what the Fourth Amendment was. The Fourth Amendment is a protection measure for people, okay? It's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. That shall not. I don't know what they don't understand about shall not, but shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue, but upon, well, this is the part that they didn't like, probable cause. Because now we got the dragnet out there. We're going to snoop and poop, and we're going to listen to everybody's phone calls. We're going to read everybody's emails. We're going to go back into their records. We'll walk into banks. We don't care what we have to do in order to build a case against an individual. And what this is, folks, I want you to put this in your mind and get the proper picture about it, is that we're all considered guilty of something until they either prove us innocent or we prove ourselves in it. The presumption of innocence in this country is what the law is based on. That you're, if the state brings a charge, if the Fed brings a charge, you're automatically, you as a person out there, you're supposed to be presumed innocent. Okay, you did a bad thing. Okay, we're going to check this out, and we're going to go through the legal procedures. Where is the grand juries in all of this? That upon presentment of evidence to go after an individual, they had to first put this in front of a grand jury to see if it would pass that muster. Well, where did our grand jury system go in this country?
Well, it's been taken over by the prosecutors, the judges, and they do whatever they want.
Because
one thing people have to realize is that there's a closed fraternity. There's an inordinate amount of judges that are former prosecutors, and most prosecutors aspire to become judges. So who's going to watch? There's the hen, the fox guarding the hen house. It's a closed fraternity.
You were going to say something.
No, I think Gary pretty well answered what I was going to say. So.
All right. The system is broke. We've got judges that are ruling from the bench. They're ruling on in law that is not. And how would you guys, now you guys have been doing this for a while. What would you call what these judges are practicing now in court?
One thing that the judges are legislating from the bench. The recent Kelo versus City of New London case, the eminent domain case, where they essentially just ripped out the public use terms of the Fifth Amendment. And we're supposed to have checks and balances. So where was President Bush? Silent. Where was Congress? Hardly a whimper. Now, that was a 5-4 decision. Now, that's expressly stated terms of the Constitution that the majority, the Kelo 5, ran roughshod over. if President Bush was leading, he has both houses, he would have gotten them together and wrote a letter to the Kelo 5 and said, look, you've got 15 days to reconsider and reverse your decision. We outrank you. We have two branches of government and the four dissenting justices. You committed an act repugnant to the Constitution. Reverse that, or we're going to arrest you and impeach you.
Well, that's I don't want to say in a perfect world, but that's in a world where the President of the United States doesn't call the Constitution just a GD piece of paper. This is part of the problem we have, that we don't have the executive checking anything. What we have is the executive amassing more power than we've ever seen in this nation's history.
Well, in fact, it's all branches, and they act in concert against the people. They don't check and balance each other. They support each other as a rule.
Well, there goes the system of law, because in the executive, I mean, if you look at the structure of the United States government right now, everything flows through the executive, and I mean everything.
Well, executive orders, but how did we get here? We're supposed to have a limited government. We wanted our liberty. We would be independent, self-sufficient people, but we've abandoned our constitutional republic, and we've become a democracy, and when people found that they could vote themselves things from the government, they largely went asleep and allowed this to happen. The jury is supposed to be the greatest bulwark against tyranny. We have citizens going in on juries that have no idea of their power, their obligation, their duty. They are the law that day. And if government is oppressing someone, they can nullify that law. But they don't do it. They go in there and take the lead from the judge, the prosecutor, the police, and abandon someone's presumption of innocence.
Do we still have them?
Still have what?
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you guys dropped off there. You sounded like you were right mid-sentence. Let's take some... go ahead.
Look what's happening. Like Bob Schultz has brought... I mean, how does the power come back to we the people? It's through voting, sitting on a trial jury, sitting on a grand jury, and the right to petition. Well, Bob Schultz has brought his lawsuit, WeThePeopleGiveMeLiberty.org, is the right to petition dead. And essentially, the government made a motion to dismiss his complaint and said that he was correct in arguing that he has a right to petition the government, but he's incorrect when he argues that the government has to answer that petition. Well, what good is a right without a remedy?
And what good? And here's my problem, gentlemen, with this. The dam is broke on judicial accountability. There is no holding these people back. When you have Supreme Court justices, when you have federal judges, and my argument here, I'll go back to Reconstruction a couple of years after the Civil War, where they finally did what the Federalists wanted to do in the first place in this country, and that center all power in Washington, D.C. We got a serious problem here, because you're right. The redress of grievance. My God, if I wrote in tiny, minuscule letters on both sides of a roll of toilet paper, I'll tell you what, my list is that long. So,
well, we actually stand in the position of our founding fathers when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, saying that we've suffered this long train of abuses and we have no redress. We're actually standing in the same choose today, but with our own government as opposed to the King of England.
Well, and gentlemen, what I see this as a problem is that we have a Fed that is assuming all powers. All powers.
Well, it's a cancerous behemoth that just keeps metastasizing. Look at what they're doing on illegal immigration. Nothing. It could be argued, I'm out here in California, and it could be argued that we have anarchy. There's so many violations of law. We're being invaded.
Do we not have the right to go after the... Can we sue judges?
Well, you can, but you find out for any judicial act, they have absolute judicial immunity. You'll file your lawsuit. The doctrine is an absolute bar. A government attorney will come in there and make a motion to dismiss, and before you can blink, you're thrown out of the court.
But that's
yeah, I, I,
That's after you paid your filing fee, which they always eagerly accept.
Right, and even worse, I've seen county council or attorney generals come in there and say, oh, I don't really care what the judge did. All I want to find out is if he had jurisdiction. Then I know it's a complete defense and we're out of the case. Now, a county council or the attorney general is supposed to represent the people, be the people's attorney, and they don't care what the judge did. It's bad enough they have immunity, but then they don't care what they did. And if you investigate some of these cases, you just wouldn't believe the abuses by judges. One of the seminal cases is Stump versus Sparkman, where a judge sterilized a young girl. Her mother lied to her and told her she was going to have an appendectomy. And the mother got an attorney that prepared this petition to sterilize and indemnify the doctor. That's a clue that something was wrong. The young girl never came to court, never had counsel. The petition was presented to the judge. He didn't give it a case number or a docket number. Violated Indiana state law.
Okay, gentlemen, the music's playing. I got a break here. Phone calls, 800-313-9443. I know you have some questions about this one. We'll be right back.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
All right, we're back. Before we get backed up on the phone calls, because this is a point of irritation with a lot of people. A free people can only stay free if they can keep themselves free. One of the ways in which we do that, when Joe Blow from Kokomo or the state says that you've erred, you're afoul of the law, well, then the judicial process is supposed to take over and the remedy is to be found and the bad guys go to jail. But in this case, we're talking about the bad guys that are supposed to be in charge of sending the bad guys to jail. Let's go to John in New York. Hello, John.
Hello, yes. This is John in New York. We have really no freedoms, no democracy, nothing is left. It's the shell game.
Yeah, we got a democracy now. No,
well,
it's republic that we don't have
anymore. I'm not sure if we have that, but I mean, there's no republic or anything like that. It's just a shell game.
Right.
In New York State, a lady called June Maxim, a reporter, reported in her findings that over 82% of the judges in New York State had not even swore their oath of office. So you're going in there and you're thinking you're getting divorced, whatever like that. It's not even a real judge, because if you don't swear in, how can they be a court of law?
Yeah, if the judge does not swear to uphold the Constitution, didn't they just lead themselves out of that accountability loop?
Certainly, but go ahead, Bill.
No, I think you're the one to answer that.
Yeah, certainly they have. I know who June is. She has a paper called the North County Gazette, and she's done a lot of reporting on this, and that's the problem. But who's going to enforce it? Time and time again, you bring these legitimate grievances to the court, and they're shut down because you have government fighting with government. And when we have that, it's on the road to anarchy.
Well, I've even heard reports where we have contractors that come in and act as judges. They're just people off the street to come in and fill the spots when the people are either sick or out or overloads. And it's, you know, what kind of monkey show is that?
Well, if the people tolerate it, it's going to continue. And again, you're down the path to anarchy.
You know,
when we had our Constitution, Madison said this Constitution will serve a moral people. It will serve no other. They asked Franklin, what have you wrought? What have you given us? And he said, a constitutional republic if you can keep it. Liberty requires constant vigilance. The Constitution is a great document. It's what stands between our liberty and tyranny. But the fact of the matter, it's a piece of paper. And when there's these assaults on the Constitution, these incursions, somebody's got to stand up and defend it.
Well, they back everything with guns and badges and lies, and you know you can't fight City Hall with bullets, evidently, you know, because nobody else is bringing guns to the gunfight.
Well,
the biggest problem we have is apathy. Most Americans are tourists in their own country. They don't know what the Constitution says. They've probably never read it. I saw the other day these kids were asked to name one of the rights in the First Amendment. They couldn't name one, but they could name 5, 6, 7 beers.
You have the right to choose any flavor of beer you like.
Well, thank you very much, John. Check out that June Maxim story.
I will do. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call. 800-313-9443. Is the call-in number. We're talking today with Gary Zerman and Bill Stegmaier, SouthDakotaJudicialAccountability.com. You need to check this out, folks, because one day you may find yourself in one of these kangaroo courts and you're going to be screaming the loudest and nobody's going to be there to help you. Imagine that. We'll take the break here. We'll come back with the second hour of the National Intel Report with my guest today and your calls, 800-313-9443, right after this short break.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.